You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Mr. TJ Simone, the president and CEO of Slice, a company that offers a collection of award-winning innovative cutting tools for home, office, and industry. Mr. Simone, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's a privilege to be here also.
So tell me, what is Slice and what is it all about?
Well, I started Slice a few years ago, and Slice is all about cutting. We went after a lot of markets we thought needed a little revamp of their products in terms of both aesthetics and functionality. And so Slice partners with famous designers to rethink existing cutting tools about how we can not only make them look better, but also how we can make them function better. And we do that across different markets.
Now, how did you come up with the idea for your company?
One of my other companies is a promotional products company, and I manufactured a little cutting tool, which we at that time called the iSlice. It was a little ceramic blade that helped you cut coupons and plastic packaging, and that sold quite well in the promotional industry, and then I started selling some in retail, and it kind of segued to, well, why don't we add some more products to this and drop the I and just call the company Slice and come up with a line of cutting tools. So that started, that thought process started maybe 7 years ago, and one thing led to another, and we started adding more products, and today we have about 25 or 30 cutting tools available at Slice that we've partnered with a lot of famous designers with.
I understand, Mr. Simone, that your company donates a minimum of 1% of all Slice product sales to help fund autism research. Why do you feel it's important to donate profits to autism?
Well, in our particular case, we feel it's important to donate to specifically to autism research because it has a personal attachment to my family. My son is autistic. But on a larger scale, I feel that it's important to always attach some social aspect to your company so it's greater than yourself. So what you're doing always contributes back to either your local community or some greater cause. So it's not just always about the money. It also attaches itself to a social, personal cause as well. In my particular case, it was autism because, as I mentioned, my son was autistic. So it made sense for us to use that as our cause in our corporate environment to also have a social cause as well.
Makes a whole lot of sense. Today we're joined by Mr. TJ Simone, the president and CEO of Slice, a company that offers a collection of award-winning, innovative cutting tools for home, office, and industry here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How do you source the materials to build your products?
Well, there's various ways I do it. One thing that's been helpful to me, and I have been manufacturing products for 20 years, and people always come to me and say, hey, I need some help trying to make this product. How should I find someone to make it? And the easiest thing for me has always been there's a website called Alibaba.com, which is a very good resource for finding factories all over the world, but specifically in China, they're very strong. That manufacture whatever it is you're trying to manufacture. If you're trying to find a component or a raw material or someone that does the whole thing for you, it's very simple to find the company on there that you need and communicate via email. And I personally like to also know exactly who I'm doing business with, so I go out and I meet people in China a couple times a year and talk to my factories. I have a pretty good stable arsenal of factories now, so I don't really need to source as much as I used to in the past. But whenever a friend calls me and says I want to make whatever it is they want to make and they don't know how to find a factory to do it, I always refer them to Alibaba. It's a very good tool for an entrepreneur.
As you source materials from international materials, what tips would you provide to other entrepreneurs who are looking to partner with overseas suppliers?
Well, I think communication is key when you're partnering with overseas suppliers. Not everyone has time or desire or funding to go visit a factory overseas. in my personal case, I made the time and the funds to do that because it's important to me. But if you're just starting out and you don't have those funds or the time to do it, you could still communicate via email. That's how I did it years ago when I first started with one of my other companies. I didn't have the knowledge or desire to go fly over to Asia or anywhere else and interview the factories. It worked then and it works now. If you're communicating well via email and sharing pictures and concepts and ideas to make sure everyone's on the same page, then you should be okay. But it's real important to make sure everybody's on the same page before you start opening molds or tooling or actually producing the product.
Now tell our listeners where they can get more information about Slice Online and to even potentially be in contact with you there.
Well, we welcome many comments and user input from people about Slice and the products we manufacture. We make a lot of unique tools for the home, for the office, for the beauty market, and even for industry. We make a lot of custom blades for industry. And everything is online at sliceproducts.com, S-L-I-C-E products.com.
Very creative, without a question. Now, in conclusion, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur? I know you just gave us some advice earlier in another aspect, but what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business like yourself or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
Well, I always tell everybody do opposite of what I've done, but the big thing is, of course, never give up and don't listen to all the negative people. Just do what you want to do and continue to try day in and day out a little bit towards your goal, and you'll get there. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur since I was a little kid, and I've had over probably 40 businesses that have failed, and that's what you just have to do. You have to go out there and fail to get the success, and you'll learn a lot doing it, and you'll hopefully have some fun too.
Good advice. He is Mr. TJ Simone, the president and CEO of Slice, a company that offers a collection of award-winning innovative cutting tools for home office and industry. And go and visit his website, which I'm about to do here as soon as we go off the air. It's sliceproducts.com. Mr. Simone, thanks for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric Dye. It was nice to be here.
It certainly was. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
Yeah, there's so many things that, you know, come to mind. It's budgeting, it's cash flow, it's profit, you know, versus loss. Then there's, you know, be first or be big. I mean, there's so many different pieces of advice that people have given over the years. My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. So the sooner you can step back and be the true entrepreneur, the more successful you're going to be.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.